So this is definitely censored content. And I'm glad I finally got a website set up. I wanted to secure it, you know, and get it stabilized. And with all the hackers out there and all the agents, you know, and life in general is a process, you know. But now I'm working on learning how to do databases, and I'm slowly building my own platform, you know. I'm not in any hurry because the platform's already established. I just want to make it look nicer, you know, and have a database. Costs more money. I'm trying to figure out how to monetize it to get it to make it sell money so it can stay up, you know. The censored section might get more hits than anything. I need to put some kind of hit counter on it. Hit counter. I think I can do it. I know I can do that, but it's just a matter of taking the time out to do it. So the Gentiles are nothing but evil. You see that in Romans. You also see that the Jews, God's elect Jews, are evil. Which tells you then he tells you that's why it's faith alone. He was trying to explain, okay, so you see that the Gentiles are evil. Pure evil. And he says, look at yourself. You're evil too. Now, some things are just totally against nature, totally against what's normal. Killing babies is against nature. I mean, killing your own baby, eating your own baby, eating cannibalism, the gay marriage thing, that's against nature. It's against, you shouldn't. I looked up the word friend today, and the definition of friend from the etymology is ridiculous. Your idea of friend is not according to the definition, I'm sure. But anyway, how can you be friends, if you want to use that word? How can you have fellowship? How can you be in union or unity with somebody who's lost? You can't. Somebody who believes in all these doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils, you know. One of the biggest lies is that you're God. These New Age people, they think they're God. They learned the universal principle of manifesting. It makes them think they're God in 3D. You're just a farmer. If there's a natural farmer, there's a spiritual farmer. So they learned how to farm with their resources, with their thoughts, with their imagination. They learned how to farm, so it appears in 3D, so they think they're God. They think they're a God. It's a trip, to be honest with you. They think they're gods. But they're using God's clay. They're using God's water, God's universe, God's words, God's thoughts, God's everything. It's all God. And they're using God's creation, and they think they're God. That's the worst reprobate there is. To think that you're God. And there's nothing new under the sun. It happened in Genesis 3, and that's why Eve was tempted by the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Read it. It was in Genesis 3. The same thing that the devil used to tempt Eve, the Apostle Paul talks about in the New Testament, of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. It's the same temptation. The same temptation that the devil tempted Jesus is the same temptation from Genesis 3. It's just different words. worldly wisdom, worldly knowledge, worldly possessions, the flesh, all the pleasures of the world, so-called, the pride of life, the pride. And Solomon talked about it too. He talked about it in Ecclesiastes. He talked about it. So what's the conclusion of the matter? Fear God and keep His commandments. The last chapter. So what is the deal here? What is the deal? They're changing the patterns of creation, the types and the shadows and the patterns. If you try to make a man into a woman, a woman into a man, you're stupid. Who even would believe that? The only people that would even believe that are delusional people, insane people. The only people that would believe that abortion is not murder are insane people. Abortion is murder, period. If you can't understand that, you have deceived your own self. You're believing your own lie. These are some of the reasons the local preachers don't go online and talk. Because they're scared. Because you start talking about this stuff, they come after you, people. Because you call them ignorant and delusional because they believe such a lie, something that's so obvious, they know it's a lie. So they're promoting lies. They're liars themselves. They believe a lie because they're a liar. They want to do wrong. They're evil. Their heart is deceitfully wicked. They're evil. And so they want to make you think that you're bad because you're calling out their evil. Let me say that again. The people killing babies are evil. And so they want you to shut up and zip your lip with some kind of law or censorship or shutting you down. Because they don't want you to admit, they don't want to be seen as evil. In other words, what I'm telling you is, the only reason they're going to try to censor you is because they're evil. God does not justify their sin. The universe doesn't justify their sin. Their own body doesn't justify their sin. It's proven fact. The women who have abortions get breast cancer more than the women who don't. Their own body rejects it. The universe, God, the saints, the truth, the Bible, everything rejects it, so they have to justify it. How? They justify it in their mind, so they want you not to talk about it because they justified it and they make you look like the bad guy because you're speaking truth. And they got to tear you down. Instead of them repenting and getting saved and admitting it was a sin, they gotta attack you. You want me to get serious? I'll upload it. I'll keep uploading to the censored section, and we'll just go right to their heart. They don't want you speaking the truth because they're afraid of conviction of sin, because they don't want to look in the mirror and admit they are wicked and vile because they got some kind of social justice warrior mentality covering up their evil heart. They don't want to look in the mirror at all. And this activity that they're doing is they're trying to look righteous on the outside, but their inside is murder and death because they're in a death cult. If they hate their own baby enough to kill it, don't you think they hate you?